T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You're halfway to the weekend, and I love it. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
Hey, yo.
Happy hump day to you, Miss Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara, on social media.
Crickets.
So interesting. Yesterday, she was ranting about how she's an adult.
Right.
Even though she still lives at home with her parents, she's like, I'm an adult. I'm getting my business done. I'm responsible. And this morning, where is she at? We have no idea.
Hey, man, her mom heard that rant yesterday. Felt a little disrespected. Didn't wake her up this morning. Her mom was like, oh, you're going to talk some trash about living at home? Guess who's not coming in your room and waking you up tomorrow morning, Miss Tamara?
Did I send for you?
Did I what?
Still confused that. You're like, did you send for me? You don't have to. My name's on the show. I'll come for whoever I want to in this room.
True. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Or should I say the real adult Tamara. What happened? Why are you late this morning? By the way, for those of you that listen, anytime anybody on the show is late, you and your office or wherever you work gets free breakfast. So start calling in 877-971-HITS. It might take a while to get your phone call because Tamara usually gets them.
I got your back, girl. I'll answer the phones for you.
That don't go even worse. Let's just give out our cell phone number right now.
Just like, are you cute?
Hey, what are you up to?
Single?
Did you go to Coachella? How many followers do you have?
Okay.
All right, Tamara, so why are you late? And yesterday you wanted to rant how you're an adult and responsible and whatnot.
No, I'm still an adult, but my thing is I cannot control traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally shut down the 14th freeway this morning. Don't worry, guys, I'm here. But they shut down the 14th freeway, so I took the back street, and there was a whole bunch of people driving there. I have evidence.
By the way, Tamara does drive from Palmdale. So when she talks about back streets, like, she hiked. She, like, you know what I'm saying? She's going off-road and whatnot down, like, Mount Baldy.
But to be fair to her, she only lives in Palmdale because that's where her parents choose to live. If they wanted to live a little closer to the studio just to help her out, that'd be great.
So what you're saying, Brian, it's not her fault.
Nope.
That she's late. It's her parents' fault for moving out there.
Just irresponsibly moving to Palmdale.
Well, I mean, life happens, you guys. I think, you know, I feel like I can't be mad at her and judge her right now because I was late a few weeks ago. And I feel like I'm an adult. So it happens.
Debatable. You went to Coachella 2 weekends in a row. All right, let's move it along.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and get the winner of this breakfast. Tamara, hang on with us, though. All right, hang tight.
Okay.
Dang, I don't know if it's unlocked.
Okay.
Let me see. All right. I think that's working. Here we go. Amp Radio, good morning. Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, please do not curse. You're live on the radio. What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Laura from Azusa.
Laura from Azusa, congratulations. Tamara just bought you, well, her parents just bought you breakfast. Congratulations!
Oh my God, how exciting.
Where do you work at, Laura?
I work at Film LA in Hollywood.
Film LA in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Can we come over? See what's up? Just mosey
absolutely
around?
Hang out with us.
I know it has to do with filming in LA, but what is Film LA?
We do the permitting for production on streets.
Oh, you guys are people that would be sticking those paper signs all over my fence. Tell them about
me. Absolutely, that's us.
She's like, that is us.
There's one on my gate right now. I thought about hanging out in front of my building yesterday to just try to, like, get a cameo in Law and Order or something.
Just walking by?
Yeah, just walking in the background.
Can you, like, rock a banner to promote the show? Laura, hang tight. Love you. Shout out to Azusa. I went to Azusa Pacific University for my master's. It's a great town right there. I love it.
It really is. Thank you, guys.
All right, hang tight. All right, guys, good start to the morning.
Yeah.
There's something else we want to get to the bottom of, and Brian has a little bone to pick with producer Brad. We'll get to it coming up next. Hang tight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
What's not looking gorgeous is the price of gasoline, y'all. Mm. It is hurting. Shout out to you if you drive for over an hour every day on the way to work and back. Producer Brad, you cannot shake your head. Yes, you walk to work one block. Get out of here, bro. On average, guys, check this out, man. If you're tripping, you're like, yeah, man, this is not normal. On average, us Californians right now are paying $1.18 per gallon more than the rest of the country.
Not fair.
It's even to the point where Governor Newsom yesterday is asking the California Energy Commission for an analysis by May 15th to explain why is this happening? How come we're getting hooked up with these high gas prices?
Because there's still Stagecoach next weekend, right?
Yeah, you gotta get out there.
My initial theory was because Coachella was coming up, a lot of people traveling out to Indio area, you know, but now you're right. Maybe after Stagecoach, prices will drop.
Does anybody actually put, like, the best gas in their car? Because I'll see, like, it says, like, 91. Like, my car says 91 to 95. I've never even seen 95 in my life. Like, the 95 octane gas.
95?
Like, yeah, I've never seen it. But I always feel like, when I go there, I feel like it's a trick. I don't know if it matters. Right. I'm not sure if the difference between 89 and 91 matters at all. I'm, like, convinced that if I put 91 in my car, like, it'll, like, time travel.
I'm easy to convince, bro. easy to convince. I'm such a sucker, bro. Like, I go to Chevron because they got the little cars that smile.
Sounds about right. That's on brand for you.
That is so right.
You want your car to be happy? I'm like, yes.
Edgar's like, the car winked at me. Yeah. I'm going there.
My car's so happy when it drives. Look at the grill. It doesn't look mean. It looks happy. Anyways, hopefully we get answers on that. All right, moving right along to really important things. You will be on board with this. And this mostly happened to you when you're living at home with your parents. And your room is a disaster, if you even had a room. But your mom goes in there and cleans up after you.
Yeah, move stuff.
And how, I mean, it's super first world problems, but how mad do you get? Because now you don't know where anything's at.
The worst.
You're like, really, Mom? You had to clean my room?
Yo, I knew where that one shoe was underneath that laundry basket in the corner. I knew where it was.
Especially if you're looking for that one piece of paper that you did for college or whatever it is. Like, you knew where you left it in the stash of papers, you know? But now they moved it and they're like, I did it because it looks more organized. And you're upset. This is what happened here in the studio. Producer Brad believes he's Brian's mom. And Brian has a bone to pick with you, Mom Brad, because you're moving his stuff around. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I know where this is going.
Our office has been like just an absolute cluster of a disaster. Like, there's stuff leaning against the wall. There's like things. But it's like, to me, I set stuff in, like, weird little nooks where I know exactly where it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I set stuff on the windowsill right behind the couch next to our big stuffed unicorn for no reason. And yesterday, we have a post-show. We're interviewing. We're doing a bunch of stuff on camera. And I'm like, man, like, I got to find, where's my hair products? Because I'm like, look, I look like the biggest nerd in our photos anyway. And so I can't go product free. That just adds to just compounds the problem. So I'm like, looking around, I'm like, man, where? I'm like, it's always in this little spot over here next to the Casamigos. Where is
next to the stripper heels that have heels that light up when you step.
Hey, it sounds crazy, but I'm like, it's always right here, you know, right up. Where? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I must have thrown it away, or maybe I was. And then I go, hey, Brad, have you seen, sounds like a weird question, but have you seen hair product? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's over here. I put it in this drawer. And he goes down and he, like, put it in a drawer, like, hid it from me. And I was like, oh, I almost went into an interview with, like, just jacked up nerd hair.
I think secretly producer Brad adores you so much, he's wearing your hair product.
He's jealous, for sure.
Hey, I don't wear hair products.
I think you're jealous.
I see what you did, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Jealous.
Yes.
That's funny.
Pun intended.
What happens, Brian, when I don't know where your stuff is? Whose headphones are you wearing right now?
Well, here's the thing.
You're not the only non-adult in this room.
That's what got me thinking of more accusations, because yesterday I put my headphones in the bag on the couch, and I left them there. And now they're gone, so I think...
You're remembering incorrectly. I handed you your headphones in the bag.
Okay, and then the way that you're wagging your finger at Brian, you really are the mom. You really are his mom right now.
You need to get your crap together! Stop cleaning the office!
Stop cleaning the office, man!
And then Tamara has this to say.
Did I send for you?
Did I what?
The Chelsea Report.
So I'm going to say something that you probably would have never expected me to say. Snoop Dogg has become the makeup guru we never knew we needed.
What? Get it, Snoop?
He teamed up with popular YouTube star beauty ambassador Nikki Tutorials, which is what she goes by on YouTube, to narrate her full coverage glam routine in this hilarious video. Basically, she's putting on her makeup and Snoop is providing the epic narration.
First things first, we got to
clip that hair up, you understand me? Clip the hair to get the hair out of the way so she can get those edges together when she start popping that makeup. You're looking good. Go ahead, girl. Put a little squirt here, squirt there. You understand me? Now she got to get the brush ready. Let the brush get used to her face. Put a little bit of that cream on that brisnush and rub it in there. Now she tapping that foundation on there right now. Tap that on there. Tap it on there real nice. Tap it. Do one shade, one blend, one color.
If you didn't add that context, people would be like, what is Snoop Dogg talking about? You know, I would love to hear Snoop Dogg narrate anything in life. Mm-hmm. Remember he did the hockey as well?
Yeah, he did the Kings game. He's like, slide in where you ride in, player.
I would love to have him narrate like a high-speed chase here in SoCal.
Oh, my god!
There we go, player. Take a left. Get in where you fit in, dog.
So good. So it's been 3 years since Beyonce released her iconic Lemonade album. And now, as of this week, you can finally stream it on Apple Music and Spotify. It's only been available streaming on Tidal. So that's exciting news. I was reading like the comments on Twitter and people were like, it sounds like a different album like on Apple Music. Like everyone's so stoked about it.
Wrong.
They just made like $1 billion yesterday. So fun. That's the genius of the business behind Beyonce and Jay-Z is that they used their stuff to launch Tidal to get that to be a competitor. And then when they were like, you know, I think we've maxed out here. Let's open the floodgates.
Exactly. In other Beyonce news, Beyonce's father, Matthew Knowles, has teased that he's working on a musical based on Destiny's Child. It's going to be called Survivor, the Destiny's Child musical with plans for Broadway and also a world tour.
Awesome.
He posted on his social media about it. He also said that more details will be coming very soon.
It's
going to
be funny when like Kelly Rowland and the other one, can't remember her name, when they're like actually in the musical because Beyonce's Michelle. Too busy. When Kelly Rowland and Michelle are actually in it.
Oh, there's an idea. That's what you should do with NSYNC too.
Just do a musical but Justin can't do it,
which is so funny because that moves right into my next story. The Chelsea Report. Following their Coachella performance with Ariana Grande, rumor has it NSYNC might be staging a comeback tour. You guys,
I believe it when I see it.
Very excited about this,
but like all of them including JT.
So that's the thing. I think they finally are saying, you know what, we're gonna do it without Justin Timberlake.
Hologram, anybody? Hologram?
I mean, who knows? The possibilities are endless, but basically they're just saying, you know, since they've had such a positive response from Coachella, they're really thinking about it. And I thought this was so funny. Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter tweeted about it, and he's like, I fully support an NSYNC reunion. And he was like, we should actually tour together or collab together, which made my little fangirl boy band heart really happy. Joey Fatone from NSYNC also responded, referencing, well, first we have to finish the collabs that we worked on so many years ago, so fans are freaking out. I mean, who knows? Because they could also do like the Backstreet Boys route and do like a Vegas residency.
Right.
I was reading story on Billboard, and like insiders are saying, like, we think that they could start if they do launch this tour, they would start selling stadiums right away because there's like a whole generation of fans. Well, first off, who have money, you know, because like for me, like, I didn't go to a lot of I went to like two NSYNC concerts, but like, and now I'm like, I would go to all of them, like, you know, and also
like a roadie, like a Grateful Dead roadie,
you know, so who knows?
This is how you get them though. Because if you play it hard to get and act like you don't need him anymore, Justin's going to be sitting there and it's going to be like, I'm so lonely. Just waiting while they're doing successful stuff. And I'd even replace him. Find someone else.
Oh, I thought you were saying you wanted to replace him. I was like, Brian,
little. Nah, I'm not much of a dancer. No, but get someone else in Hollywood. Like someone with like soup, like star power. Like, I don't know, grab Bieber. Get Bieber.
I mean, honestly, though.
I mean, timing on that was amazing.
Yeah, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to highlight a very, very amazing nonprofit organization that you could be able to help out with, focused on serving
orphans and vulnerable children in Tijuana, Mexico. Such an amazing program that they've developed. It's called createpurpose.org to help out these orphans to learn computer literacy and also to learn how to program.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
And that is so awesome, giving them skills to be able to provide for themselves in the future. I'd like to welcome a good friend of mine from college.
Hermano.
UCR. I went to Cal Poly. We linked up at church. He's an amazing dude. Nick, thank you for being with us, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
What drove you to create this program? And we'll get into the event that's happening this Friday to celebrate these kids.
Yeah. I've been going down to Baja for the last almost decade and realized that a lot of the service that people were doing, a lot of the things that people were donating and to these orphans was clothes and food and toys, you know, stuff to keep the lights on, but nobody was focused on and what happens after they leave the orphanage.
Right. Like long-term.
Developing the kids.
So these kids are behind academically, behaviorally, psychologically. They need the tools, the life skills to be able to thrive when they get out.
It's interesting to see how much have you been able to get in terms of like support from people saying like, hey, this is a great way to help with immigration where you're talking about educating and giving kids that are coming from at-risk backgrounds just skills so that they can better the communities they're in someday or the community they end up being in someday.
Well, that's the message, right? I think right now what we're doing as a society is really putting Band-Aids on problems as opposed to addressing the real issue of it, of the lack of education, of the lack of opportunities.
Thank you for doing that, man. To me, it just blew my mind when I was catching up with Nick, and we'll get into the event that he has going on this Friday. It's called the Latin Art Night, which is fundraising to be able to provide these kids more teachers for them to learn and get into this tech program. Right now, you're currently serving 30 children, and with this fundraiser, you want to be able to hire more teachers to serve how many?
The goal is by 2020 to be able to serve 100 children through our tech program.
Wow, that's great.
Imagine that.
There's so much skilled people down in Tijuana already and in Baja. Yeah. Let's use that network to really be able to empower these children.
Thank you, Nick, for this amazing cause that you and your wife have kicked off. It's called at Create Purpose on Instagram or the website createpurpose.org. There's an event going down this Friday in honor of El Dia del Niño.
And celebrating El Dia del Niño.
In the Latino culture, the last day of April, you celebrate kids. And a lot of times you take toys to orphanages or so on and so forth. But I love what you're doing, man. It's like you're saying, hey, let's give them skills so that they don't grow dependent on anybody.
That's exactly what it is that we're so used to giving people, children especially in this vulnerable population, a handout.
Yeah.
Let's give them a hand up instead.
Latin Art Night going down here this Friday in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Hermanito, you guys are selling tickets. What's going to go on at Latin Art Night?
Yeah, it's this Friday, Latin Art Night, celebrating Dia del Niño in Pasadena at a beautiful estate. Mm-hmm. We'll have two live bands, the Latin art that's really come from local artists in Los Angeles and in Mexico, down in San Diego, really coming together to support these children. So it's going to be real, just a lot of entertainment and really excited to meet you guys
there. So is it an art auction as well? Okay, cool.
Yes, we'll be selling art also art from the children as well.
That's great.
So visit createpurpose.org if you'd like to purchase a ticket to the Latin Art Night. We're going to purchase some tickets and give a pair to our listeners right now.
Oh, amen.
Got you on that, hermanito. So call in, caller 9. You're automatically a winner. You get a pair of tickets to Latin Art Night this Friday in Pasadena for great purpose. Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. We'll also have the info on our Instagram at 971AmpRadio. Nick, I love you, bro. I appreciate what you're doing for our community, me being Mexican myself. And, you know, regardless of where you're from, man, you see kids that are in orphanages, you want to help. And I've been out there giving, building homes or giving blankets. But again, the angle you're taking on it, you're giving so much more, bro. Mm-hmm. It's for them to build a legacy and a future for themselves. And I love that, man. So congrats. And thank you for all the work you and your organization are doing.
Thank you, man.
Monica from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Monica, congratulations. You're caller 9. You won the two tickets to go to Atlanta Art Night in support of El Dia del Niño and the Orphans in Tijuana. The nonprofit organization Create Purpose has built a tech program to help them become computer programmers in the future. So it's absolutely awesome.
That is awesome. So true. I work with at-risk youth here in Riverside. So that's something that's near and dear to my heart. So this is amazing.
Well, thank you for what you do, Monica. I appreciate the love. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, okay?
Okay, thank Thank you so much.
Awesome, man. There's no greater investment than the investment we make in our youth, in our kids, especially our vulnerable kids, man.
Right, it's like a long-term payoff, right? Yeah. And that's what we like to say, you know, some of these things that you donate to, that you'll volunteer with kids that are at risk, you have no idea the ripple effect of the impact of that happening, yep. where one you invest in one child now is at risk. I mean, that the value that they could bring to the world, you have no clue.
Well, think about that. That one child one day is going to have a family, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, and probably a better future thanks to that one day you support it.
Right.
So visit createpurpose.org. The info for the event going down this Friday, Pasadena, is also on our Instagram at 971 Amp Radio. Shout out to Jackie Ibarra also helping out organizing this awesome event. Appreciate you guys.
Don't get gridlocked. The three-way battle with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Let's go! All this week at this time, your chance to win our Amped Up Vegas experience. Two passes to the Billboard Music Awards going down in Vegas, and we're taking care of your hotel coming up next week, all right? By playing our trivia game, Freeway Battles, we got two contestants. They're going to take turns going back and forth, rattling off answers until one of their brains gets gridlocked. We're going to ask you a question in a certain category. For example, say as many names as you can that start with the letter F. You're going to go back and forth. If your brain gets gridlocked for 3 seconds or more, you lose. If you say an incorrect answer, you lose. If you repeat an answer, you lose. All right? Let's meet our contestants. We got Anthony from MoVal, deep in the IE, repping the 91. What up, Anthony?
What's popping, everybody? How's everybody doing this morning?
We're doing great, my man. Right now, you're going to be going up against Karen from Long Beach. She's repping the 22 freeway. What up, Karen?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Let's go. Yo, my man Anthony, tell us why the 91 freeway is going to win this morning.
Because we're humble. We don't see competition. We're just winners, period.
I mean, that's kind of contradictory, but all right. Well, Karen, let's tell me why the 22 freeway is way better than the 91.
It connects into Orange County, and I was born and raised in Santa Ana, so I just love this place. But all of my people, that's my Latinos out here.
Hey! See, that's a humble answer.
Keeping it hometown for the community.
She's doing it not for her. Nah. She's doing it for the community.
For my town, man.
Yes.
Shout out to my U.S. hometown of Santa Ana, raised on Calle Cuatro right there. That's what's up. All right, here we go, guys. Anthony, you're going first. Karen, you're going second. Your guys' category is name as many types of balls as you can. Ready, set, go.
Baseball.
Football.
Basketball.
Bowling ball.
Ooh. Golf ball.
Volleyball.
Ooh.
Tennis ball.
Billiard ball.
Wow.
Soccer ball.
Golf ball.
Wait! Hold up! Golf ball has already been said.
Oh, no. Yep.
Bocce ball would be the next one.
Humble Anthony gets the win.
He's hanging on the rim right now. Got you.
Anthony, congratulations. The 91 beat the 22 freeway this morning, my man.
Woo! Good job, Anthony.
That's crazy. Hey, Karen, you did a freaking awesome job. I appreciate you and the 22. All 91 has left of the 22, period. It's all
wow,
good.
Wow, it was an acceptance speech.
Yeah, I know, right? Play him off with some music right now.
Anthony, if you really appreciate Karen, you would invite her to Vegas with you, bro.
I got a wife. Can't do that.
Again, what's the problem?
Hey, Karen, don't worry. You're not leaving empty-handed, though. I'm going to be in your backyard tonight at the Brea Improv telling jokes at 8 o'clock, and you are on the guest list. Bring whoever you want to, and we'll celebrate all your knowledge of balls.
Whoa, all right.
Awesome.
I love it.
The Chelsea Report.
So Britney Spears has officially broken her silence on the hashtag Free Britney campaign. Mm-hmm. For a little background, basically Britney, you know, she checked herself into a facility earlier this month in order to deal with stress over her father's health. But fans are convinced that she's being held against her will. This week they even did a protest here in West Hollywood, chanting Free Britney with signs. It was very intense. But Britney went on Instagram last night and basically this is what she had to say.
Hi guys, just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
So? she's okay.
I know the crazy part was, like, I know these fans, these Free Britney fans, got all wigged out when Britney's mom was liking comments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of trolling in, like, Instagram, saying, like, she is being held against her will. And so what I took from that is saying, I feel like she's hiding from her family a little bit, like,
really?
For her own health, you know? Because if her mom's like, she's being held against will, and she references her family's stress, and then she's like, she knows what she needs to do for herself, it almost seems like she's using this as a break to just, like, hey, stay away from me.
Definitely. And there's definitely people, too, in her life that are you know, using her in a sense, because, like, she even calls out in that post, her manager, this guy named Sam Lutfi, she basically says he's been the one supporting the Free Britney movement. He's no longer works with her, but she wrote, you know, these fake emails were crafted by Sam years ago. I did not write them. Right. He was pretending to be me and communicating with my team about fake emails. So obviously someone who was so close with her, and then, you know, her fans believe him. Or
In the caption, she's basically saying, hey, if you're really my fan and you really want my best, like, stop feeding into these conspiracy theories. I just need time away from everything.
Yeah.
It's like pleading, like, please, let me chill right now.
She looked like she needed it in the video, too. Like, she looked like she had a lot of stress as she was working through.
Definitely.
Wishing her the best, man.
Cardi B is back on the Instagram rant game. This time, she's calling out news outlet The Shade Room. So in a series...
Wait, news outlet?
I mean...
The Shade Room.
Celebrity gossip
Can you even call out an account called The Shade Room?
They're like, yeah, throw some shade at us. That's what we do.
It's not like The Sunlight Room. You feel me?
Well, that's like how they become so popular, is that people call them out because they're shady.
Yeah.
Well, in a series of Instagram videos, she basically accused the outlet of launching a Cardi B hate campaign, specifically calling out the founder. Here's that rant.
This water buffalo bill Angie, the owner of The Shade Room, because she knows that she's not allowed to post me. So what does she do? She posts mad shit of people that she know that I'm associated with. Everybody that they know that I'm cool with, they always try to get them set up for people to talk shit.
Yep.
She called her a water buffalo. Greatest insult in history.
Just a little peek behind the curtain on radio. DJ Majestic, who edits all of Cardi B's audios and rants, was like freaking out. He's like, I hope I bleeped out every curse word.
There's always a risk when we play Cardi B.
I know. We've done well so far.
Yeah. The other risk, too, is that we don't bleep something and then we go to Urban Dictionary and we're like, oh man, we let that one fly.
This is wild. So this whole Wendy Williams, Kevin Hunter split has definitely taken a turn. Total plot twist. So we knew that he cheated on her. He admitted that. And maybe even had a baby with his mistress last month. He hasn't confirmed that, but it's kind of confirmed. But the latest report is that police investigated that her ex, Hunter, possibly poisoned her.
Oh, geez.
What?
So apparently back in January, someone who worked for Wendy called the police with concerns. Right. The police showed up to their home. Hunter, her ex, would not let them in at all. They were just there for like a welfare check. And he basically said Wendy's sick and recovering from health issues. They eventually did get in the house and she was in bed covered in blankets from neck to toe. They asked her, like, is this rumor true? Like, have you been poisoned? And reportedly she, like, tearfully and emotionally said no, but, like, it was suspicious. So I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of the latest report. Wendy has filed for a divorce. She's fired him because he was her manager for years, her ex-husband, her now ex-husband. And he's been booted from the Wendy Williams show because he was the executive producer. So he's obviously they're getting him out of her life, but that's the latest report.
And reading into that, I know that during that time, this is a fact, she was recovering from a surgery at that time. So that's why she was covered up like that. But you never know, man, what goes on behind people's closed doors.
I mean,
facts.
And it sounds like if he had all this other stuff going on behind the scenes, possible mistress with child, all these other things are about to, you know, be uncovered. Like, that's not a crazy story. I mean, it is crazy, but it's not crazy to wrap your head around someone being like that awful.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get more details soon, so I'll keep you guys updated. Mm. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get ready for Chelsea's Radio Novela. Anytime there's action in her love life, we create a soap opera out of it. And can we go live on the gram for this? All right, cool. We're going live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio in case these two guys we're going to talk about want to watch what's going on.
Oh, great. Thanks, or, Edgar.
Or if they want to call in, 877-971-HITS. Oh, call or text.
No, we're not, baby. It's a reality show up in her.
Oh, geez.
All right, the title of this radio novela, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Dos hombres, un suéter, y la princesa Coachella.
Two men, one sweater, and Princess Coachella.
By the way, you can now follow the hashtag
no,
Princess Coachella.
I can't, but I love it.
I can't, but please do follow it. But don't. Do, but don't.
A little bit of context on what's going on.
The man that Cinderella'd Coachella at Coachella week one and left his sweater behind to make sure he could see her once again has a date set up for her esta noche.
Tonight. Mm-hmm.
But he has no idea that Coachella met another man at Coachella week dos.
Whoa!
He may have Cinderella'd her week one, but this man tinkerbelled her.
Oh. Tinkered her bells!
Ew.
Does that sound gross?
Yes!
It means nothing, guys.
If you're asking yourself what the hell is getting tinkerbelled because you're interested in it, it basically means that the guy straight up fairy dusted Chelsea, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up fairy dusted her like crazy, my man.
With his magic wand.
Absolutely. Just like that. Did you hear that? Listen to this.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to pee my pants.
Whipped out his magic wand and...
All right, so here's the question. I'm just really trying to move along from the wand.
Oh my god, my face is so red right now.
We're live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. No, it is not a filter on Chelsea's face. It's really that red. All right, guys. So here's a dilemma we need you to help Chelsea out with. Should Princess Coachella go on this date with Cinderella tonight or just mail him his sweater inside a pumpkin?
A pumpkin? Why pumpkin?
You know, just
I mean, I get the Cinderella reference.
Do you want me to go back to really wand talk, or do you want me to switch it to pumpkins?
Cinderella versus Tinkerbell. And I bring up this question because Tinkerbell boy came through strong weekend, too. I'm just going to put it like this. They met Friday night, weekend two of Coachella, and they've seen each other every single day.
Pretty much.
Since this last Friday, guys.
I mean, she referred to him initially as her Coachella boyfriend, but then... Monday night led to a kind of a rattled Tuesday morning, so it extended beyond Coachella.
Mm. Chelsea, I was trying to be real careful with that.
I'm dancing around.
So Chelsea, just for real, who's in the lead right now, Cinderella or Tinkerbell?
Well, I mean, I've obviously spent more time with Tinkerbell. Obviously.
Which is weekend two.
Okay,
listen, we saw the same pants 2 days in a row.
What are you talking about this? Come on.
Where does that time fall in the 24 hours in a day that you spent with him?
What do you mean?
Like all the time.
Yeah, yeah. What slots? Like AM, PM?
I mean, there's a mixture of both, okay?
Fantastic.
So
clearly Tinkerbell has the lead right
now. Yeah.
Straight up fairy dusted, good old Chelsea. And why would you go on this date with Cinderella tonight if Tinkerbell's in the lead?
Well, Cinderella, he's a super cool guy. Like, I definitely had a good time with him at Coachella weekend one. And yeah, we hit it off. He's really good vibes to him. And also, we made this plan like a week ago. I still have a sweatshirt. I'm like, I mean, I'm still interested.
In what? In him or giving the sweatshirt back?
Well, both.
Brian, what do you think Chelsea should
give it
do,
back.
Bro? For real,
I mean,
as a big bro.
Listen, initially I thought the move was cool. I thought it was kind of like, hey, left your sweatshirt. But then I thought it should have led to like hanging out again like during that weekend or last week. And at this point, I got to be honest, like I like Tinkerbell. He's like way in. He's so far in the lead at this point. Like, look, not only do I want you to mail the sweatshirt back, I've got a UPS envelope for it.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Brian just pulled out a UPS package for Chelsea to mail the sweater back to Cinderella.
Don't waste your time.
Instead of going on this date with him tonight. And what's sad about this date is that my dude, Cinderella, wants to cook for you, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
and take you on a nice little walk on the beach.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort.
Oh, yeah. That's too much effort for just giving back a dude's sweatshirt. Plus, you said it was a Patriots sweatshirt.
I don't think that's all he wants.
Princess Coach Chelsea, did you wear Cinderella's sweater while hanging out with Tinkerbell?
No, I'm not a monster.
I'm not a monster.
877-971-HITS is the number to call. What would you do if you were in a Coach Chelsea's situation? Would you still go on this date with Cinderella tonight to return his sweater? The dude's going to cook for you, take you on a walk on the beach. If you know Tinkerbell's in the lead and you've hung out with Tinkerbell every day since Friday, 877-971-HITS. Why are you playing with Cinderella like that, Chels? We'll find out.
Don't put me in this.
Mail it back.
Jennifer from LA, should Princess Chelsea go on this date with Cinderella tonight or not?
Yes, Chelsea, go out on a date.
Okay.
You know what?
The
reason why is because all of us girls won't say it, but hey, you know, you're living your life and go out.
Like,
it's just a date, so why not?
Yeah, and I'm
single.
And
he's gonna cook for you, so.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I think this is part of like being single is seeing what your options are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have like a commitment to Tinkerbell. At the end of the day, we just met like less than a week ago.
Yeah. What if karma strikes because Jennifer, you're saying to go, and Chelsea comes in tomorrow with chorro, just bubble guts because of what they ate?
There's always karma, so it doesn't matter. Don't even think negative.
You're right. The single life, you know, keep your options open. But also, what about don't waste your time? Like, just gotta drive all the way out to the west side. There's traffic.
But there was a reason why I was excited about Cinderella.
Yeah, but didn't the beginning. Tinkerbell swoop in and make you forget all that?
Sure-ish.
Yeah.
Whoa!
For all the girls out here, when we listen to Chelsea's live, we're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Even though a lot of girls won't admit it, but it is true. You'll be like, oh my God, Edgar, you guys are guys.
Yeah.
You know how it was when you, oh my God, this girl hit me up. This guy hit me up. You know what? Go out on your date. Have fun, and I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy yourself.
Hey, by the way, side note, girls are still hitting me up. It's just my daughter is asking me to change their diaper.
Park!
You're the best, Jennifer. Thanks for giving me such good advice. Okay. You're such a good friend.
Brian, you brought up a great point. It's talking about just why waste your time. But also, how about not play with somebody's feelings?
I mean, that's a little dramatic.
Denise from Canoga Park, good morning to you. Should Chelsea go on this date with Cinderella tonight, yes or no?
Say no.
Okay.
I'm on the boat of don't waste your time. Mm. I mean, you already know that you like Tinkerbell. You're having a good time. You haven't seen this guy. I mean, you had fun, you know, for a weekend at Coachella, but just keep going with what's already flowing.
But you know what, Denise? That would be too simple and not complicated. So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You gotta keep life exciting, you know? I want to be on the edge of my seat at all times. I
mean, and then later, Chelsea, oh my gosh, guys, there's so much drama going on in my life. I don't know why.
On one hand, I want to just make it simple and be like, mail the dude a sweatshirt back. You like the Tinkerbell guy. But on the other hand, I'm like, then what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Thank you so much, Denise. Let's wrap this up before Coach Chelsea makes a decision on what she wants to do. Brian, what are our text lines saying?
It's very split. We got a lot of people saying, go for it. You're not committed to Tinkerbell. Go live your best life. Mm-hmm. Jennifer McCartney says she's not in a committed relationship yet. Go have fun. Mm-hmm. Work it, girl.
Okay.
We've got from the 562, what can Brown do for you? Send those whack rags back.
Oh, wow. Whack rags.
From the 562, we've also got Sweater Boy is no Prince Charming.
Wait, Tinkerbell?
Go for the other guy. He stepped up. Okay. And this is the one I think that could sway you.
What?
Because this is a Coachella veteran from the 562 and says,
got some miles.
Hey, everybody knows weekend two is always better than weekend one because it has better people that go to the festival.
I mean, a little money back.
Bottom line, Princess, I should say hashtag Princess Coachelsea. Are you still going to go on this date with Cinderella just to give him his damn sweater back? Or mail it in!
Mail it back!
The postage is expensive.
I'll pay for it!
And gas isn't? Are you kidding me right now?
No.
That's a small-ass envelope, too. I hope it's a size extra small or something like that.
I mean, Chelsea dates pretty petite men, so I got the smallest.
No, really.
We didn't say it was actually he was wearing a crop top.
It was Coachella.
It was mesh.
Princess Coachelsea, what are you going to do? Are you going on this date or not?
So here's the thing.
Just say it, girl.
I feel like I feel like I have to give Cinderella Man a chance, right? Like, I already made... Here's the thing. I don't like canceling plans. Okay. I already made a commitment to these plans tonight a week ago. It's not like it was yesterday. Okay. It's not like after all this happened with me and Tinkerbell. So I feel like I owe it to him to give him a shot.
All right. Fantastic. Cinderella taking his second shot tonight.
I mean, everybody loves an underdog story.
Tune in tomorrow. What will happen? Who will be in the lead, Cinderella or Tinkerbell? In Dos Hombres, Un Suéter, y La Princesa Coachelsea.
That's two men, one sweater, and Princess Coachelsea.
The Chelsea Report.
Los Angeles is officially giving former President Barack Obama his own street.
That's dope.
It's the street here in Los Angeles known as Rodeo Road, which runs from Jefferson Boulevard to Arlington Avenue. It will be renamed Obama Boulevard.
Not Rodeo.
No.
No. That wouldn't fit, man. Yeah. You can't. I mean, not that I wouldn't. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I kind of want to see Barack Obama in Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you go shopping today?
Obama Boulevard?
I feel like you got to pronounce it like more Obiamo Boulevard.
Obiamo. Nice. The city will unveil the newly dubbed Obama Boulevard during a naming ceremony and street festival on May 4th. All right. This is literally my favorite headline of the day.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg has become the makeup guru we never knew we needed. Okay, people.
Snoop can do it all.
Yes. Yeah, he teamed up with popular YouTube star beauty ambassador Nikki Tutorials, which is what her YouTube name is, to narrate her full coverage glam routine in this hilarious tutorial. Basically, as Nikki is doing her makeup, Snoop provides the narration.
First things first, we got to clip that hair up, you understand me? Clip the hair to get the hair out of the way so she can get those edges together when she start popping that makeup. You're looking good. Go ahead, girl. Put a little squirt here, squirt there.
You understand me?
Now she got to get the brush ready. Let the brush get used to her face. Put a little bit of that cream on that brisnush and rub it in there. Now she tapping that foundation on there right now. Tap that on there. Tap it on there. Tap
it. Tap it.
It's going to be one shade, one blend, one color.
He's the best.
I remember we played audio too of him narrating a hockey game, which was absolutely amazing.
So, man, he was the greatest. The LA Kings, like, slide in where you're riding, homie.
Can you imagine
him get that point. Get that point. Who gonna get this shot?
Can you imagine him narrating like a golf game, a golf tournament or something like that?
Tiger slides onto the green right now. Oh, he's wearing his red shirt. I prefer blue on Sundays. Oh, ta-da.
So good. All right, it's been 3 years since Beyonce released her. This isn't Snoop Dogg anymore. We're playing Snoop Dogg over Beyonce. Is that what's happening?
Just keep going.
as soon as you get into it, I'll transition you. I got you, girl.
So it's been 3 years since Beyonce released her iconic Lemonade album. I remember the day like it was yesterday. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. But now this week, you can finally get the album. You can stream it on Apple Music and Spotify because for the last 3 years, it's only been available on Tidal.
What that translates to is that Beyonce just got way richer.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this week should go down in history as, like, I know Coachella 2 weeks in a row, but it actually been 2 weeks of Beyonce, right? Yes. Like, Beychella was Netflix just dominating everything. And then they're like, you know what? We're not done. Now Apple Music.
In other Beyonce news, Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, has teased that he's working on a musical based on Destiny's Child. This is epic. It's going to be called Survivor, the Destiny's Child musical, with plans for Broadway and also a world tour. He posted about it on social media and said more details are coming soon.
It's gonna be fun, man.
I'm excited about it. So I guess I have to say about it? Anything else?
I mean, great.
Is Beyonce gonna be involved?
I'm sure she won't, but you know, who knows? I guess it's her dad, you know?
So the play is just kind of basically gonna tell the story of how they came together and whatnot?
That's the thing. We don't have any other details on it, but I think it'll probably just be, you know, a catalog of all their music.
I just want to see, like, the reenactment of how she had to tell Michelle and Kelly that she was going solo. Bye. The destiny was me leaving. Bye.
I'm down to watch it as long as Snoop Dogg is a narrator.
Oh, listen up, girls. Sit around, boys and girls. Slide into the story circle. We're about to tell you the story of how Destiny's Child went. Ta-da.
And they're survivors.
Bye.
Bye. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
In studio, we got Grammy Award winning dance hall legend that's broken all kinds of music barriers. 20 years of hits.
Yo.
He's given us just performing. one with J Balvin at Coachella with his new single, Contra la Pared. Yeah. Give it up for Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Now we got Contra la Pared.
Yeah.
Teaming up with J Balvin, Latino Gang, and Tiny producing that beat. Tiny being one of the OGs of reggaeton. How did that collab go down?
You know, I just wanted to work in the vibe. I think that right now, in the past couple of years, reggaeton, dancehall, Afrobeat, sounding so much familiar and similar to each other. Mm-hmm. I kind of just want to bridge that gap, so I'm doing a lot of work with different people. Big up to Jay and everybody who's been doing their thing. I could say that he's a kid that knows the culture so much, not only his Latin culture, but he checks out dancehall to a good vibe, and he's asking me about this producer and certain artists that I didn't think he knew about. I went to Tiny first, and he was playing me a couple different tracks, and we did a few demos. But when this one hit, when he went boop, boop, I was like, yo, that is it.
Yeah.
Give me that beat real quick. Give me that beat. So where were you when Tiny presented this right here?
In Miami. Yeah.
So that beat right here. Contra la pared.
Yeah. And I don't know it. Yo, Fuego just came out my mouth. I was freestyling, and I was like, Fuego. I was like, hey, that works, right?
They were
like, yeah.
So where were you at when he presented that? Be too.
In Miami, we were at I did a little camp where, you know, he presents some rhythms and people were there to help me, right? Just to interject some Spanish into my songs. But this one was like, yo, I'm gonna send this to Jay. And they said, yeah, he would probably love this track. So I sent it to him and he just sent the same thing back to me. Fire, 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 fire.
Fuego!
So after like a day and a half, he sent me back these crazy vocals, and I was like, this to me was the first, one of the biggest steps to make this year to drop with Jay. He's a prolific artist. He's been doing it for a while, and it's party music, and everybody's always down to have a good time. You know what I mean? It's not, there's bad things in life, and that's what I kind of got into this music for doing. Like, you know, as a kid, you know, my father went to prison when I was 13 years old, and a lot of pressure on me at the time, and I was like, and so when I make music, I make it from that perspective.
Yeah. Absolutely. Worldwide, so, man. Yeah, just embracing music for what it is, because it's good, and bringing people together, like we saw at Coachella.
Straight.
How's that experience, my man?
Amazing.
Performing,
man,
with J Bob.
You're on the main stage, too.
Crazy to be on the main stage at Coachella, and looking forward to any times I could hit that stage again. Such a big crowd, such a loving crowd, too. You know, you go to some concerts, and it's like,
Coming up next, I want to catch up with you in regards to the great things, obviously, that are going on in music, but also in your personal life. You got a second baby on the way, Sean Paul.
Congratulations.
Get ready, man. Congratulations. And I want to talk about where do you get inspired? Ready. Yeah, for real, because I just had my second. Well, my wife just had our second, but it's a game changer, bro.
For sure. I can bet. I'm getting less sleep now with my first, and then I'm like, something's going to happen.
I know. They don't like take turns, right?
No.
Compounded.
Yeah.
Coming up next, I want to catch up about how you're inspired to choose the names for your kids, because your son has an amazing name. I want to get to that.
I appreciate it.
It's called Contra la Pared, up against the wall. Do we need to explain what that's all about?
In Jamaica, we say rent a tile. It's the same thing. Like, you rent a tile with a girl, a tile on the ground.
Uh-huh.
That space is yours. So back against the wall, same type of thing. It's that kind of, you know.
It's not G-rated.
Close up dancing. Yeah. And we holding up the wall.
Exactly. A lot of tile rent going down.
Yeah. Speaking of Contra la Pared, congrats on your second baby.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
You know, nowadays when people get inspiration in all kinds of areas and ways to name their children, you know, we've heard that recently people are naming their kids after Game of Thrones characters, telenovela stars.
Yeah.
Where do you get the inspiration to choose the names for your children? Your first son has an amazing name.
Levi Blaze.
Levi Blaze.
So cool. Sean Paul. So good. He's going to be music for sure, I feel like.
You know, whatever he wants to do, but ever since he's seen me perform two shows now, he picks up, like, he would see this and he'd be like, yo, I okay.
Like a microphone.
Cool. Yeah, and then he says words that he knows, like, party. And
Fuego now.
Fuego. So it's pretty cool to see that.
Would you fully support that? Because I think that you've seen both sides of the industry, whether it's, you know, the bad sides, but also the good side. Would you?
Whatever he wants. Yeah. Like, I'm supporting him. I shouldn't restrict his movement. I should guide him through what I see him being naturally gravitating towards. But his name, Levi, it means joined in harmony.
Mm.
So we loved that. You know, it was me and the wife, and then we was like, he's joining us in harmony. That's beautiful. And also, Levi Blaze reminds me of something.
A little pastime that goes on in Jamaica.
Yeah. You gotta keep it real.
It's just 420. I mean, come on.
Yeah, for sure. So, and then you got your second baby on the way, which is going to be a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. You guys have a name for her yet?
Yeah, the same with Levi. We kind of kept it in the cut until the time. So, yeah, okay. We're still kind of trying to decide on her, too.
Congrats, my man. We got one last thing for you. It's Cinco de Mayo is coming around the corner.
Yeah.
Me being Mexicano, being in SoCal, huge Mexicano community out here that we love your music. We appreciate it. We have a challenge that no other artist has been able to accomplish yet.
Wow.
And we think you can be the first, my man. And that is to flow over a Mexican rhythm.
Let's do it.
Yes. Right.
And actually, they were at Coachella this year as well. Los Tucanes de Tijuana with La Chona. It's very difficult, but if anybody can do it, I think it's Sean Paul.
You got this.
All right, let's go.
High five to start it.
Hey.
Sean Paul.
Boom. Turn it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
La Chona.
With a bang, 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 bang. We're telling them, say, no matter what, clock a strike, clock a strike. Said the girl, them love it left to right, left to right. Them love it when me doing this, me say all night. Giving the girl, them the thing, cause them know them keep it right. Them doing it like this, doing it like this. Doing it like this, doing it like this. Doing it, girl, just move your hip, move your hip. Girl, just move your hip, move your hip. Let me see you shift, let me see you shift. Hey, yo, my girl, I love the way that you be grooving. Grooving it then, I love the way that you be moving, moving it then. I got the vibe, keeping it alive. This is how we do it, no jive. I'll be back in five.
Yeah! Flowing over La Chona.
I don't know if that sounded good to people, but it sounded a little awkward to me.
This is not normal, bro. Sean Paul flowing over La Chona, Tucanes de Tijuana, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, La Chona. On Amp Radio, congratulations, my man. You're the first one to accomplish that challenge.
Yeah.
Very first one.
That's a new accolade. I got that one on my belt now. New accolade. Big up, big up, big up.
There is something we got to disclose, though. You're the first person we've asked.
That's funny as hell.
You crushed it.
You got it. Yeah.
It's still an accolade.
Well, I'm the first.
Hey,
and I'm the only. Big up.
Muchísimas gracias, my man. Thank you. Blessings on.
Same way, bro.
Your daughter that's on the way.
Thank you. Same, same. See you.
I know you have a son, but that connection you're going to have with your little girl, bro.
I keep hearing it.
It is the most amazing relationship you'll have, bro. Besides your wife, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Big but up, it's a different type, man. So congrats and blessings to you.
Thank you.
Sean Paul, Contra la Pared with J Balvin, and soon, La Chona Remix.
Mad people think cool La Chona, man. That's all, man. Mad so.
On 97.1 Amp Radio with Edgar Bryan and Chelsea. Get that video, that Chona flow, on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar Bryan and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
About to give out the Dopest Moment Award, and it goes out to two dudes fighting over our girl Chelsea's heart. You want to follow this telenovela along? It's hashtag Princess Coachelsea. Their names of these guys that she met at Coachella weekend one, weekend two are Cinderella and Tinkerbell, dude. And this is what happened. The man that Cinderella'd Coachelsea at Coachella week one has a date set up for her esta noche.
Tonight.
But he has no idea that Coachelsea met another man at Coachella week dos.
Whoa!
He may have Cinderella'd her week one, but this man tinkerbelled her.
Oh. Tinkered her bells.
Does that sound gross?
Yes. Come
on, it means guys. Nothing, guys.
If you're asking yourself what the hell is getting tinkerbelled, it basically means that the guy straight up fairy dusted Chelsea, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up fairy dusted her like crazy, my man.
With his magic wand.
Absolutely. Just like that.
Gosh, my pants.
Whipped out his magic wand and...
All right, so here's the question. I'm just really trying to move along from the wand.
Oh my God, my face is so red right now.
The question I was going to get to is, should Chelsea still go on this date with Cinderella, who left his sweater behind so he could see Chelsea again tonight or not? And Chelsea decided that even though she's a little more into Tinkerbell boy, you're going to go on this date tonight, Chelsea, with Cinderella.
Yeah, unless I change my mind in a couple hours. But, you know.
If you're asking why, it's because Chelsea is... I'm living
my best life. Yeah, that's right.
Nah, it just depends on any text message you get from either Tinkerbell or... Cindercella because she's been swaying back and forth based on who's blowing her up.
That's hilarious. I would love to know tomorrow. Gosh. Tune in at 8:05 in the morning. We're going to get an update on this date if it happens and what their reaction is to hearing and finding out about each other. That's going to be interesting too, right?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that being awkward.
Do you have to tell them both?
Well, I think one of them already heard.
Well, that's the whole thing about being on the radio. Sometimes people find out
your secrets. Oh, man.
Check out, it's also, by the way, the whole novela is up on our Instagram live feed at 97.1 Amp Radio. Love you guys. Hang out here on 97.1 Amp Radio. More good times. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Let's go.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.